KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And in the latest sports, last night we had game for you here on the radio, and Adam Wainwright homered and drove in four runs while getting his first victory of the season, leading the St. Louis Cardinals over the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3 last night. Wainwright ripped a two-run homer into the second deck and left field off of Willie Peralta to put the Cardinals up 2-1 in the third. He drove in two more runs with a single in the fourth to extend the lead to 5-1. Wainwright had struggled on the mound this season, but showed better command against the Brewers. He gave up two runs and six hits in five innings, recording a season-high nine strikeouts without walking a batter. Peralta has struggled against the Cardinals. He gave up nine hits and six runs in four innings, failing to strike out a batter for the first time in 20 starts dating to May of 2016. Peralta is 0-8 in his last 10 starts against the Cardinals. Joey Gallo and Robinson Chirinos each homered twice to back a season-high eight innings from Cole Hamels, and the Texas Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals 6-2 last night. Gallo's first homer was a tie-breaking two-run shot in the second inning off a 3-0 pitch, a liner that matched a teammate Carlos Gomez for the longest in the majors this season at 462 feet and was the hardest with an exit velocity of 116 miles per hour, according to MLB StatCast. All four homers came against Nate Karns, facing his hometown team for the fourth time. The right-hander allowed six runs in four and two-thirds innings, losing for the first time since last June in Texas when he was with Seattle. Hamels retired 12 straight from the first to fifth innings. He threw a season-high 107 pitches, allowing three hits and one run with three strikeouts. The Kansas City Royals have optioned second baseman Raul Mondesi and right fielder Paulo Orlando to AAA Omaha after slow starts, and brought up outfielder Jorge Bonifacio to make his major league debut. The outfielders also recalled reliever Matt Strom on Friday following four scoreless outings with Omaha. The left-hander had given up seven runs and one and one-third innings over three appearances for Kansas City before he was sent down April 11th. Mondesi, the 21-year-old son of former major leaguer Raul Mondesi, is hitting 103 with 16 strikeouts, tied for the team lead, and Orlando is at 149 with 15 Ks. Both went hitless in a 1-0 loss in 13 innings at Texas on Thursday. The 23-year-old Bonifacio hit 314 with three homers and 12 RBIs in 13 games with Omaha. He was batting eighth and playing right field against the Rangers. In other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday, in interleague play, it was Pittsburgh beating the Yankees 6-3. Other American League scores included Baltimore over Boston 2-0. It was Houston over Tampa Bay 6-3. Cleveland beat the White Sox 3-0. Minnesota 6-3 over Detroit. Oakland beat Seattle 3-1. And Toronto was an 8-7 winner over the Angels in 13 innings. In the National League, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 4-3. It was the Cubs over Cincinnati 6-5 in 11 innings of play. Washington also went to 11 innings to beat the Mets 4-3. St. Louis 6-3, as we mentioned, over Milwaukee. Colorado 6-3 over San Francisco. It was Arizona beating up on the Dodgers 13-5. And San Diego was a 5-3 winner over Miami. Also, in other sporting notes from last night, the Houston Rockets and Chicago Bulls lost last night before the L.A. Clippers won, leaving the three teams up 2-1 in their NBA first-round series. Russell Westbrook recorded his second straight triple-double by delivering 32 points, 13 boards, and 11 assists as Oklahoma City nipped Houston 115-113. The Celtics got 18 points and 8 rebounds from Al Horford in a 104-87 win in Chicago. And after Chris Paul scored 34 points to push the Clippers past Utah 111-106. The Bulls have announced that guard Rajon Rondo is out indefinitely after breaking his right thumb during Game 2 of the first-round series, which Chicago currently leads 2-1. Surgery is not required, but the team says he is out indefinitely, and the Trailblazers aren't expected to have center Yusuf Nurkić in their lineup for Game 3 of their first-round series tonight against the visiting Warriors, but he has been upgraded to doubtful after missing 9 games with a broken leg. The Boston Bruins stayed alive in their Stanley Cup first-round series while the Washington Capitals took a 3-2 lead over Toronto. Sean Corrali scored the tying and winning goals as the Bruins outlasted the Senators 3-2 in double overtime at Ottawa. The Capitals beat the Maple Leafs 2-1 on Justin Williams' goal 64 seconds into OT. San Francisco Giants ace Madison Bumgarner has been placed on the disabled list for the first time in his big league career following a dirt bike accident that sent him to a hospital. The left-hander suffered bruised ribs and a sprained joint in his pitching shoulder in Thursday's mishap. Giants manager Bruce Bochy rejoined the team after missing a 2-game series at Kansas City following a heart procedure. Kyle Larson will start on the pole and points for tomorrow's race at Bristol Motor Speedway after rain washed out yesterday's qualifying. Larson has dominated the Monster Energy Circuit so far this year, winning once and posting 5 top 2 finishes in just 7 races. Chase Elliott joins Larson on the front row of Sunday's race. The spotlight was on quarterbacks Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers at the University of Iowa's annual spring football game last night at Kinnick Stadium. But Jake Gervais stole the show. The junior free safety from Davenport was on the starting lineup because returning starter Brandon Snyder suffered a significant knee injury earlier this spring. He had 3 interceptions before an announced crowd of 16,500. Gervais returned one of those interceptions for a 59-yard touchdown as the gold team beat the black team 63-47. Gervais, who came to Iowa as a walk-on out of Davenport Assumption, had 16 interceptions in high school. He never had 3 picks in the same game and never returned one for a touchdown. Gervais had a Division I offer from Air Force and 2 other FCS offers, but came to Iowa because the program has a strong reputation for giving walk-ons a chance. Kirk Ferentz, entering his 19th season as the Hawkeyes head coach, said he has seen individual growth from several players over the course of 15 practices. Torrin Young, a redshirt freshman running back, fared well during the game as well, competing for playing time alongside Akram Wadley, who did not play in Friday's game. Iowa hasn't entered a fall camp with a quarterback competition since 2013 when Jake Rudock emerged in a battle with C.J. Beathard and Cody Sokol. Neither Wiegers, the backup to Beathard in 2015, or Stanley, the backup to Beathard in 2016, has emerged as the leader for the job this spring. Both Wiegers, who has played in 4 career games and thrown 4 passes, and Stanley, who has played in 7 career games and thrown 9 passes, are adjusting to both a new offensive coordinator in Brian Ferentz and a new quarterbacks coach in Ken O'Keefe. Gervais picked off Wiegers twice and Stanley once during that spring game last night. University of Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta says his relationship with a former top administrator deteriorated after he informed her that after a reorganization of the athletic department, she no longer would be his second in command. Testifying Friday in a discrimination lawsuit filed by former administrator Jane Meyer, Barta said the two initially had a strong working relationship, but that she became distant after he told her in 2013 that he'd look for a new deputy director. Barta said he based his decision in part because he believed the head football and wrestling coaches wouldn't support Meyer. Meyer's lawsuit alleges she suffered workplace discrimination as a gay woman in a relationship with a coach, that the school retaliated against her, and that she was paid less than a male counterpart. And Detroit Red Wings assistant coach Dave Noel Bernier is returning to college hockey, joining Omaha as an assistant coach under new head coach Mike Gabnett. Bernier was a forward for Omaha during the Mavericks' first 4 years of their program in 1997 to 2001. He later was the Mavericks' director of hockey operations. He was hired by the Red Wings in 2015 and worked in opponent scouting and with players on the ice and in video sessions. The 41-year-old Noel Bernier also has been an assistant in the American Hockey League with the Grand Rapids Griffins and at the junior level with the Muskegon Lumberjacks of the USHL. Gabnett said Omaha's players will benefit from working with an assistant who has NHL coaching experience and who is an alumnus of the Maverick program. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.